This is the Mitch Albom Show on News Talk 760 WJR.
All right, back here on the Mitch Albom program, every now and then we take a look at education and focus on different elements of it. It doesn't get anywhere near the attention it should. And in this segment, I want to introduce you to Lauren Kazee, founder of Living SLOW, or SLOW, a leading expert in social and emotional learning. And she actually began her career as a social worker. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on. Now, I know what SEL is because we employ it out at the Say Play Center for our kids in Lipke Park. But please explain to our audience what social and emotional learning actually is.
Okay. Well, there's a national definition, like an official definition, but I think just in my own words, I would say that social and emotional learning is for everyone in a school, so not just the students, but also the adults. I want to put that little plug in there. But it's to help everyone to be more self-aware, to think about their identity, their emotions, to help them think about ways to or learn skills to manage those emotions and to regulate those emotions as appropriate and as needed in a school building, and then also to learn important skills around how to interact with one another, to build relationships, and to make responsible decisions.
All right. Now, the way that we have found to employ this out at the Say Play Center, and particularly in challenged neighborhoods and poor neighborhoods, in neighborhoods where there are kids who come from broken families or no family structure at all, not a lot of discipline. We found, for example, that kids would start to do a math problem and they'd get frustrated because they couldn't do it and they'd take the book and throw the book across the room. Well, if Right. you have that issue, you're not going to learn math until you take care of whatever is behind what is making the kid react to frustration by throwing a book across a room. Is that sort of an anecdotal example of what it is?
Come on the road with me. Yes. Yeah.
Feel free to take that example and use it wherever you want. So now, of course, a lot of people listening to us will say, well, but we didn't have that when we were in school. We had English, and then we had math, and we had history. What has changed, and why is it so important today?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we probably didn't have the terms social-emotional learning, but, I mean, you know, when I was in school 100 years ago, we didn't talk about social-emotional learning, but those concepts were there. And, you know, maybe you can remember when you were in school, we did learn all of the three R's, right? But there did seem to be a conscientiousness around the humanity of the children, and that seemed to ebb away in recent years. And I think we're finally starting to see the pendulum swing back a little bit more to remember that the people in the school aren't just there to do only academics and to meet those benchmarks or the requirements of the different, you know, strategies and all of the competencies. But I think it is to help us to see that there are people in the school who have feelings. And like you said, who maybe have experienced trauma or have anxiety, and I mean, we know for sure everybody's feeling that during the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Like we've all been on some, you know, form of anxiety around all of COVID. So I think just for us to be more intentional and to get back to that perspective or philosophy about addressing the human need and the emotions that we bring in with us to school that could impact how we do math, or how we interact with kids on a playground or on the bus or as we're in passing periods. So I think it hasn't been called that, but I do think it's been around for a long time, and now we're just starting to elevate its importance again.
Does it take the form of a formal thing, like, okay, today here's 20 minutes that we're going to do on SEL types of things, or does it just sprinkle its way through general learning?
That is a brilliant question. Gosh, I am going to take you with me.
Okay.
So yes,
better tell me where we're going first.
Well, I'll be in Marquette next weekend.
No, I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, okay. So, yes, I mean, it's a little bit of both. I think in Michigan, our philosophy is that it is a district-wide or a school-wide practice, that it isn't just a program. And, of course, schools can purchase curriculum and can use programs, and there's a lot of great programs around, and we have some really good ones in Michigan even, and that schools are using, so that, and that maybe they do every Tuesday at 10 for 20 minutes, but our hope is that it is more than just a 20-minute lesson on a Tuesday, that it is, like to use your word, sprinkled through the curriculum as kids are learning, you know, and again, maybe it is, we're going to take a few minutes to connect with ourselves, to think about how we're feeling before we take this math test, or, you know, before we read out loud or before we do a speech in a class. So there are ways that teachers can embed that. And that's what I try to help them to see, is that it's not one more thing on their plate, but that it is the plate, and that it is how we need to approach education, and that it can be embedded into our everyday lesson plans.
I like that. It is the plate. I'm going to take you on the road with me. Lauren Kazee is the founder of Living SLOW, Living Slow, doing a great job in our school systems. Thanks so much, Lauren, for coming on. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. It was an honor.